Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're 90.7 FM and we're also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. So you can pick us up anywhere in the world. And my show, Wombats and Music, is my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. I don't have a wombat plan tonight, but I do notice a theme. I don't go into this picking a theme, but tonight I notice a lot of the songs are people who are dealing with loss, either loss of a relationship or life is slowing down or it's kind of an ending kind of theme. The first song is by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, Reasons to Quit. And it's in contrast to a later one by Waylon Jennings, Luckenbach, Texas. Willie and Merle are talking about the fact that they smoke and drink and just do stay not sober a lot of the time and drift. And the reasons to quit doing that are getting stronger and stronger as life goes on. And yet, they don't outnumber all the reasons why. So it's kind of a sad song in a way. Then Luckenbach, Texas, later in the show, is about let's get away from all this craziness and go to where Willie and the boys are just hanging out having fun. So this is Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard with a country classic called Reasons to Quit.
Reasons to quit. The smoke and booze don't do me like before, and I'm hardly ever sober. My old friends don't come around much anymore. Reasons to quit. The low is always lower than the high, and the reasons to quit don't outnumber all the reasons why. So we keep smoking and we keep drinking, having fun and never thinking, laughing at price tag that we pay, and we keep roaring down the fast lane like two young men feeling no pain. And the reason for quitting's getting bigger each day. Reasons to quit, I can't afford the habit all the time. I need to be sober. I need to write some new songs that will rhyme. Reasons to quit. They have no rhyme or reason when you're high. Reasons to quit don't outnumber all the reasons why. Quitting's getting bigger each day. And the reason for quitting's getting bigger each day.
That was Reasons to Quit by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. The next song is Second Chance by 38 Special. I sometimes talk about the fact that a lot of the songs, especially country songs, are either by people who've been left behind in a relationship, leavees, or leavers. There are far fewer leaver songs than leavee songs. And there's a bunch of songs about people falling in love or in the middle of a relationship. This one is about the end of a relationship and the guy just can't let go. In my experience, often when a relationship breaks up, one of the two parties decides that's it, they're through, and there's no going back. But I've known a lot of people in relationships that seem to be failing that I think probably should fail, but they keep getting back together. They'll split up, they'll break up, they'll go away, and they're back together again. It happens over and over. So here's a man singing a song, Second Chance, and he wants another chance, and he wants his ex-partner to, you know, for I made a mistake, he says. Can't you just forget the history? Can't we try again? So it's a poignant song. And I noticed that a lot of the songs I'm going to be playing tonight have this same kind of mood. And I'll talk more about the moods that I think songs invoke. But this is Second Chance by 38 Special.
To the sky, and every
That was Second Chance by 38 Special. And just briefly, a little wombat here. Every now and then I get to express a thought I have that perhaps before humans could speak, they sang. That before they had words, they expressed emotions by making vocal sounds, and that rhythms and sequences and what we call music was the way they communicated emotions. And that's my theory as to why these songs can reach so deeply into us. We don't have words to describe nonverbal experiences. We make up words and stuff. But these songs do sort of reach into primitive emotions. Jung called them archetypes, parts of the human psyche that can be invoked and caused to ring and affect us. I think that there's a potential we're born with, and then as our life evolves, it fills in and defines what will ring which bell. So that's that last song was that one. We're going to switch gears now. This will ring a different bell. This is Clawhammer Banjo by Hobart Smith. He's one of the great banjo players, and there are two. I have never distinguished much between Frailing Banjo and Clawhammer. I like that better. The other style is three finger, which is also beautiful, but Clawhammer and Frailing have a very distinct rhythm, and I recognize this immediately as Clawhammer or Frailing. So I looked up, I googled to see what the difference was. They're the similar technique, except on the Frailing in general, the thumb always hits the fifth string. The American instrument's the five-string banjo, and the fifth string is a drone that's an octave up from the main chord. So in Frailing, that the thumb always hits the fifth string. In Clawhammer, they do drop thumbing, so you'll hit the fifth string sometimes, but sometimes it'll play a melody note. And apparently Hobart Smith is a master of the Clawhammer. Anyway, here's a little piece I found by Hobart Smith, and I love Clawhammer Banjo, Frailing Banjo, so you get to hear what I love, and maybe it'll ring a bell in some of you. That was Hobart Smith playing Clawhammer Banjo. Next up is a song called Feather by William Wilde. I've heard it a few times, and I like it very much. The words seem enigmatic to me when I was listening earlier. I couldn't figure them out, so I decided I'd get the lyrics and maybe read them to you. I got the lyrics, and I read them, and they don't make a lot of sense either. This is one of those songs, I think, that speaks to you partly through the music, the tones, the sequence, the whole mood of the song. And also, the words probably are like poetry, some poetry, where you really can't get a clear meaning out of the words, but together they kind of build something inside you. In any case, I like this song very much, and I just happened to run into it. I hadn't heard it in a few years. So this is Feather by William Wilde.
Traveling, flying on south again. How could it be? It seems as though a moment ago was reaping the seeds that I sowed. Now morning blows quickly through, afternoon follows suit. How am I to get these things done? Time stays when counted by days, illuminating all in its shade. Worry been breaking in, bringing me down, and counting all the times that I fall. When my time comes, I won't be counting. All my filth when I look in your eyes, but it falls light as a feather on my back in the night. Man, you said meet me there. How do I get from here to where I belong? Just like finding a sign to get home, it's building your house on the stone. Worry been breaking and bringing me down, and counting all the times that I fall. When my time comes, I won't be counting. Feel all my feels when I look in your eyes, but it falls light as a feather on my back in the night. Your house, it will cover you, but the rain still falls outside. Your light, it don't shine, 'cause it's hidden under a bed. Why do you hide under a bed?
That was Feather by William Wilde. Next up is a classic. This is Crystal Gayle and singing I'll Get Over You. This is definitely a Levy song, no question about it. She has have been left, and she's saying, I'll get over you. Don't worry, it'll all be gone someday. When I meet somebody to take your place, then I'll forget you forever. And there are two parts of this I consider wishful thinking. One of them is that, will she ever meet anyone else that replaces the person she's lost? She may or may not. But the other one is, everyone's different, of course. It always amazes me that we little babies are born with almost sort of propensities and tendencies and potentials, but they evolve independently in their own heads. Everybody evolves their own mind, so everyone's different. And there may be people who do indeed leave important, intense relationships where they really were in love and do get over it completely, but many don't. You carry with you often, many of us, all of the pains from the past. They become less, and they become insignificant, perhaps, or unimportant, or eclipsed by the new ones. But to think that they're going to be completely washed out, the way Crystal Gayle says, I'd say, honey, good luck with that. But I think she is right about the fact that when you find someone new, that the old pains tend to fade. So, this is Crystal Gayle singing, I'll Get Over You.
One thing about this heart of mine, all my hurts gonna mend in time. It don't leave no scars behind. I'll get over you. I'll find me a guy one day who's not scared to give his heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through. And when I do, I'll be good as new. When I get over you. From now on, think I'll lay low. I'll talk fast, but I'll move slow. You taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. But I know it's just until I get over. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. Love for you's so hard to kill. But I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, when I get over you, I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new. When I get over you, I'll get over you. I'll get through.
That was I'll Get Over You by Crystal Gayle. I guess she was aware that it may never. She said, sometimes I think I love you still. I wonder if I always will. So the writer of that song also understood that sometimes a relationship never completely goes away. Sometimes. Well, next is almost classical music. I don't play much classical on here. I don't play opera. But these voices, Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman, they are operatic. And the arrangement is classical. But it is a Levy song. Time to say goodbye. Well, I guess it's a parting song. I infer that both parties in this relationship have realized that it's not going to work. In any case, it's a different kind of music for this show, and I think it's beautiful. And I'm glad to add a little class into the act, along with all the great country music and banjo stuff. Here's something from the other side of the tracks.
Sogno all'orizzonte e mancano le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, con me, sì. Le finestre mostrano tutto il mio cuore che è acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che ho incontrato per strada.
Sogno all'orizzonte e manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me.
That was Time to Say Goodbye by Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman. Well, it's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, which is your college and community station at FM 90.7 and streaming on the web at wehcfm.com. And you can reach me at harry@baia.net. That's harry@baia.net. If you want to send me email and comment on this show or make some suggestions, I'd love to hear from you. And it's now time to move on. The next song is country music, Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars. Interestingly enough, a friend of mine, Reese Shearer, played this song when he co-hosted the show. And I was down in Miami last week visiting my son, and we went next door to his neighbor, who's quite a music fan, and they put on one of their favorite songs. And they haven't put on the same song that Reese had put by Taylor Swift. It's Safe and Sound. And it's kind of a different song for her. I listen to country music a little bit now, trying to find some songs for the show. Most of it doesn't appeal to me. Obviously, my tastes were set maybe 50 years ago. And a lot of what is popular today is not what I don't want to listen to. But every now and then, one will pop up that does do it. And this is one of them. So here is Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars.
I remember tears streaming down your face when I said I'll never let you go. When all those shadows almost killed your light. I remember you said, don't leave me here alone. But all that's dead and gone and past tonight. Just close your eyes. Alright, no one can hurt.
That was Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars. And I'm not sure it was Reese that recommended it. It might have been my son Paul. So, sorry about the source. But in any case, it's something I like. The next song is one I'll challenge you on. A lot of times, I and many of us listen to music. It's kind of background. It's kind of pleasant. Like when at a dinner party, you have some music on and stuff. And you don't focus your entire attention on every word and try and understand it. This song is probably the most soul-searing song I've ever heard, and one of the most poignant. And just for the heck of it, I'll challenge you. if you have the courage, close your eyes, or if you don't like to do that, but listen intently. Listen to each word and let it sink in. Let the story... this is a story about what the human race is doing to our planet. Each year, thousands of species go extinct. Many of them are tiny little creatures we don't even know of, but many of them are big ones. You know, the dodo bird's a big example. There have been a number of good-sized mammals that have gone extinct. So I suggest that this is a story of part of that. And whales being sentient creatures, we think, far more than most creatures, this story tells the song with tremendous strength. It's by an English singer named Meg Davis, who has a very pure voice, and there's very little instrumentation in it. Anyway, I think this story hits hard.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying. Last night I heard the cry of my last companion, the roar of the harpoon gun, and then I was alone. I thought on the days gone by, when we were thousands, but I know this morning the sun did rise, crimson in the north sky. The ice was the color of blood, and the wind it did sigh. I rose for to take a breath. There's no more hunting. The big fellow is no more. It's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? Or your son. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying.
That was The Last Leviathan by Meg Davis, and it's hard to say anything after something like that. Hard to switch gears. But we need to move on. The next song is Luckenbach, Texas, a classic country music song by Waylon Jennings. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we played Reasons to Quit by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, that they live in the song in kind of a an alcohol, drug-filled haze, and the reasons to quit are growing greater, but they're not greater than the reasons why they do it. And that's one side of that picture. The other side is a group of happy people who don't have to shoulder heavy responsibilities and have just let go and are enjoying life without any pretense and perhaps staying a little bit high or wiped out all the time. So here comes a couple who Waylon Jennings represents, saying, you know, this life we're leading is too intense. It's too busy. Let's bail out. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas with Willie and Waylon and the boys and just hang out and goof off. And so it's a wish that you could leave the pressure and stress of life and go somewhere where it wasn't there. And I think they say it well. Luckenbach, Texas.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Barry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. Been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, William Waylon and boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Luckenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
L- Luckenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings, and I'm pretty sure that was Willie Nelson doing harmony on the last verse. I've mentioned before that I'm a singer. My wife is a singer. I play instruments. We're amateurs. We don't have any pretenses of doing the kind of stuff I play on the show for the most part. However, we love it. And next week, we're going down to Asheville, actually to Swannanoa. Swannanoa Gathering, which is held on a college campus and in Asheville, and we're looking forward to it. We'll be singing and learning music, and it should be fun. And this next song is the kind of music more like what we'll be doing and learning. This is Just a Rose Will Do by Zoe Speaks. A lot of the music that the week we're going to is called Traditional Song and Music Week. A lot of it's simple. It's not complex, not complex chords, and a lot of it's done a cappella. So a lot of it expresses old-time country values. In this one, there are four or five songs with the same theme. What it's saying is, at my funeral, just a rose will do. Don't bring a lot of flowers. Another version of it says, don't bring flowers to my funeral. Give them to me now while I can appreciate them. So this is one of those songs. Just a Rose Will Do by Zoe Speaks.
Oh, the time has come for me leaving. I'll bid this world adieu. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do. I don't want no weeping and wailing when I have passed away. Just have some old time singing as they lay me neath the clay. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do. Just have an old-time preacher to preach the gospel so true. Don't want no fancy decorations, just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do.
Just a Rose Will Do by Zoe Speaks. The last song is Dear Mr. President by Pink and the Indigo Girls. It was written during George Bush's presidency, and I think it's equally applicable to our current president. So, Donald Trump. I play it for you now, and it's just one person's point of view who wrote this song.
La 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 la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me.
Come take a walk with me.
Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? President, were you a lonely boy? How can you say no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pave a road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay? I can only imagine what the First Lady has to say. You've come a long way. President, you'd never take a walk with me. Would you?
That was Dear Mr. President by Pink and the Indigo Girls. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, and we're from WEHC-FM and Emory-Hinney College, and now it's time to end the show and to ask you to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.